Listener Production.
13 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. I'm Tessa Randello. Police are appealing for dash cam footage after a woman died in a single vehicle crash last night. The 86-year-old is believed to have had a medical episode before a collision at Bruny Island Main Road. Authorities were called to the scene just before 1 a.m. Allegations of live baiting in Tasmania have been revealed in state parliament days after an investigation was announced into harness racing. The independent Christy Johnston is calling for a fresh investigation into the allegations, saying whistleblowers have come to her.
How can these whistleblowers possibly present the evidence they have without fear of serious retribution?
The Department of Natural Resources and Environment, TAS, is calling for people with claims to come forward, but it says it hasn't received anything yet. Tasmania's lowest paid workers are eagerly waiting to see if they'll get a pay rise. The federal government will today explain to the Fair Work Commission why the minimum wage should increase. Unions are pushing for a 7% rise. That equals an extra $1.50 an hour, which is $57 a week. And briefly, 200 new modular homes are being built here in Tasmania by a few local companies over the next 4 years. Jamara Ugle-Hagan made a powerful statement with his 5 goals fired at Bulldogs for a 14-point win over the Lions last night. The Indigenous star lifted his jumper, pointing to the colour of his skin after being the target of racial abuse last weekend. Skipper Marcus Bontempelli telling Seven his young teammate stood tall under extreme pressure.
To step up and play the way that he did, mate, you have to be proud, and especially as a, you know, what I consider a younger brother in many respects. It's great to see.
Forget the AFL. We're inching closer to getting a Tassie team in the A-League. Football Tasmania discussions are ongoing with hopes that we could reach the national competition by the 2025 season. It follows comments from Australian coach Graham Arnold saying that the A-League needs to be expanded.